This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thank you for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks, friends, on Saturday. Number 2 and 3 during the week. It's been there 2.5 years, and we really appreciate the support. We wanted to let you know that first and foremost. Secondly, phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. And we also wanted to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before Stephanie tells us why that is, what we're going to do right when we come back after, so while Stephanie gives us her 2 cents here, we're going to actually go over and say, blessed American poverty, give me more.
Sounds like fun. Well, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. Now, I've got a quick question for you, Bradley. When people go to a buffet, why is it a buffet?
Because there's a lot of different items to choose from.
That's right, because everybody wants something different, right? Some people want carrots, some people want chicken, some people want salad, some people want dessert. So,
Is this trivia?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So, right now, I'm going to just throw out there.
Because I'm at that buffet right now, and I can tell you exactly what I want.
Oh, me too.
Radishes and the lettuce and the black olives, green olives, the blue cheese, tomatoes,
mashed potatoes,
sprinkle of cheese. I love boiled eggs.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Take a little blue cheese on there and put a little French dressing on there. And
I hope no one's hungry that's listening to the show right now, because we got to be driving them crazy.
I'm there.
Actually, I am hungry, but
yes.
I do want to say that I'm going to throw out a few kind of a smorgasbord worth of gold nuggets, because everyone's at a different point in time in their lives, and everyone has different meaning that they're going to gather from all these. So they don't necessarily go together, but they stand alone as good little pieces of a buffet. Now, Augustine said, it's easy to want things from the Lord and yet not want the Lord himself, as though the gift could ever be preferable to the giver. Well, we want this of the Lord. We want, oh, Lord, I want this, and Lord, I want that. But do we really want the Lord? We should want to have communion with the Lord, not just, Lord, what can you give me? But, Lord, what can I give unto you? And you've already done your part by sacrificing your son. T.J. Box said, if we are going to wait until every possible hindrance has been removed before we do a work for the Lord, we will never attempt anything. Some people say, well, I'll start having kids, you know, when I have the money for it and when everything kind of, you know, comes to into place for it. Listen, it's never going to come. You're never going to have the most perfect moment to do anything. You're going to have to trust God and say, Lord, although there are hindrances, you promised you would never leave me nor forsake me. And if you want me to do this thing, you're going to make a way where there was no way.
Yes.
Now, Alistair Begg said, there are times in our Christian life when we cannot see beyond the next step, and we have to trust God. I remember seeing a movie years and years ago where a man was stepping out what looked like he would have just fallen off the edge of a cliff. But when he stepped out, not to his seeing eye, he couldn't see it, but there was actually a plank there, and he actually stepped on it. And I remember thinking that when I saw that, that's like faith. Because the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So lots of times we have to step out in faith saying, Lord, I know you've called me to do this. I don't see exactly how you're going to make it happen. I don't know exactly how it's all going to work, but I'm going to trust you. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. We have to understand that our trust needs to be on God himself.
Scripture tells us that we walk by faith, not by sight. And Ben Franklin comes to my aid when he said the way to walk by faith is close your eyes to reason.
That's exactly right. Yep. Now let's jump over to John Calvin. I love this quote. John Calvin said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. The Lord never promised that this Christian walk would be easy, but he did promise to never leave us nor forsake us. If it wasn't going to be a warfare, why would he tell us to put on the full armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, peace, and so on? We have to understand that although we are in this world, we are not of this world. We are pilgrims, and we on our journey, we know that we're going to have hard, toilsome, you know, sorrows, all these different things. But we have to remember that if you're on the road right now and you're experiencing those things, Christ said he would never leave you nor forsake you, so take heart in that. Now to Oswald Chambers. He said, all heaven is interested in the cross of Christ. Hell is afraid of it, while men are the only ones to ignore its meaning.
Say it again.
He said, all heaven is interested in the cross of Christ. Hell, afraid of it, while men are the only ones to ignore its meaning. So many times when people are having cross experiences, which the Lord uses to change us, people will say, oh, that's not the Lord, that's the devil.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you don't need to be so unhappy.
The
you know
devil doesn't drive you to the foot of the cross, Christ does
right?
that.
Right, you should be experiencing such joy and such peace, and life should be a fluffy little cloud for you, and this is just not right. Listen, we have to understand that although no one desires the cross in the sense of, Lord, give me all the crosses you can. A lot of times when we're going through cross experiences, it's to change us from the inside out and to keep our reliance upon Christ.
And to know the power of God unto salvation. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us that believe it's the power of God unto salvation.
That's right. There's victory through the cross. Now, speaking of victory, Oswald Chambers also said, it's a shameful thing for a Christian to talk about getting the victory. The victor ought to already have us so completely that it's his victory all of the time. So when you say, well, I'm getting the victory. Listen, if Christ is in us and he's already the victor, we should be having victory all the time because Christ is within us overcoming the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now, finally, one more thing Oswald Chambers says, perseverance is more than endurance. It is endurance combined with absolute assurance and certainty that what we are looking for is going to happen. As we're talking about, you walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is...
David said he didn't see to believe, he believed to see.
That's right.
That's faith.
I remember hearing an analogy once about there are two farmers, and they both were praying and asking the Lord for rain. One farmer just stood in his house and prayed for it. The other farmer prayed and asked God for rain, but he went out and he got and prepared his soil to receive the rain. Now, which one of those two farmers do you think actually believed God to send the rain? The one that put actions and his works with his faith and say, listen, Lord, I'm praying for this and now I'm preparing my field because I know you're going to make it rain. It's just a matter of me being ready for it when it comes. So true faith doesn't just say, Lord, I believe, and go in a closet and pray. True faith says, Lord, I believe. And I believe that you're going to, so I'm going to prepare myself to receive the answers to my prayers. You have to understand that if you really believe that God is going to answer, then you need to prepare your heart, prepare your field, whatever it is that you're doing, to be able to receive the answers from God. Obviously, Noah by faith knew that the rain was going to come. So did he sit there and do nothing about it? No, he had to build that old ark because he was preparing himself for when the rain would come. We have to make sure that we are prepared and ready for the Lord to answer our prayers. Otherwise, it's pointless. Lord, please answer my prayer. Well, if the Lord answers your prayer and you're not prepared for it, then what can you say? You have to make sure that you walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. You were talking about, we're going to be talking about the blessed poverty in America, give me more, in just a minute here, which I think is second to none because I want to show you how poor America is not. But going back to something you said during the intro of what you were saying concerning your PowerPoints, I'm going to go over to Proverbs 30 really quick, and I want to show you the heart of a man of God and what he required of the Lord, because it's not what you think he would require. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Media. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. How often can you see across America on a street corner, see them all the time in Minneapolis, under a bridge, on a highway, under an overpass, or in front of a store, a person with a sign asking for money from people who can lend a helping hand in a time of need? They hold signs stating homeless and hungry, have no food or money. And it's interesting, I've also noticed that these people, almost without fail, have a cigarette hanging out of their face. A pack of cigarettes is, by the way, $5.95 a pack. Or they have a bottle of booze. A cheap bottle of wine is probably around $10, I bet. And they have a little brown paper bag with their booze in it or lottery tickets in their other hand. And they, almost without fail, have brand new shoes on, nice clothes on, and yet we're supposed to feel sorry for them, right? Well, not too long ago in the state of Minnesota, a news outlet did a piece concerning the poor that were out on the streets, and they found that these people were making up to $400 to $600 a day. That's not bad for a poor person's day of work in the sympathies of the American people, is it? Now, don't get me wrong, friends, because on a personal note, I've helped those who were broken homeless on a couple of occasions. And I understand from personal experience the plight due to the fact that I was a welfare kid. And friends, I hated it so much that I just needed a little push in the right direction in the hopes of having never to return to the slough of despond, a beggarly life. In one particular case, when I was at a club touring off a $5 a day per diem, that's how much I had to live off per day, I saw a man off of one of the highways in Missouri. Well, my heart went out to this man, so I gave him a $5 bill. The only $5 I had to eat on during the day, I sacrificed it for him. I'm not patting myself on the back. It just shows you where my heart was in this particular case. Only to find out that after I gave him the $5, he went into the store and asked my bass player if he knew where he could buy some dope, pot, marijuana. On another occasion, I saw a man in North Minneapolis, the hood, stating that he was a veteran, had no money and nothing to eat. Well, I told this man that I'd pay for his dinner across the street if he wanted me to eat at the restaurant. He didn't want to meet me at the restaurant. He wanted nothing to do with it. He just wanted the money, and he wanted the money so he could go to the liquor store, which, by the way, was on the other side of the street. He also looked completely able-bodied to work, as most of them do. And the fact of the matter is that a good majority of these people do not want to work, and when it comes to them being poor, they are simply destitute of the righteousness of Christ. They are just simply morally corrupt. You know, there's a reason that the Apostle Paul wrote that if any would not work, neither should he eat, in 2 Thessalonians 3:10. How many people overlook what the Lord commanded and are responsible for enabling those who do not want to work in order for them to remain overweight or drug dependent? That's right. How many enable these people in order for them to remain alcohol abusive? How many enable these people so they remain jobless? How many are willing to lay a greater burden on those who actually work because they feel bad for those that who do not want to work? Again, because they feel bad for those who do not want to work. Again, friends, keep in mind, I did not have a problem with helping those who want to get back on their feet. Yet the problem is that there are people who do not want to work because they simply don't want to get back on their feet. They want to add to the burden of those, again, who are willing to work. They want to add to the burden of those who are already working to sustain themselves and their families. As if to say that's not enough, well, I'll go out there and I'll play their sympathies. And to prove my point in showing how poor America is not, here are some statistics to lay to your candor by a foreign individual by the name of Ismael Hernandez, who was a committed Marxist. He was raised up in Puerto Rico. He was to come to America and help destroy America from within. But when he came to America, he converted to America's ideals and he began to expose the enemy within. And what he noticed was the victim and entitlement mentality of the poor that was destroying this country. Let me give you a case in point. When I was out at the RNC a couple years ago in Tampa, Florida, I was trying to shake, rattle, and roll the older generation that was all dressed up like they were going to an Elvis Presley concert, but I had to break it to them that Elvis died in 1977. And they thought Barack was all done with. Because, man, he's got too many dependents. This isn't going over well with the American people. Well, the fact of the matter is they didn't realize that Obama wasn't losing, but he was winning because he had entitlements given out to the people on your dime, America. That means he was creating dependence upon himself as the crook that he is, so he can continuously rule the roost while the people that are dependent upon him will sit back, relax, shut their mouths, and just follow the lawless lead. I mean, after all, Obama's playing the pimp. And really, that's what it comes down to, friends. But America, you still haven't figured that one out yet. Did you know that 80% of the poor in America and their households have air conditioning? In 1970, only 36% of all Americans had it. I said 80% of the poor in America and their households have air conditioning. 92% of poor households have microwaves. 2/3 have at least one DVD player, and 70% of the poor have a VCR or DVR player. 75% of the poor in America have a car or truck. 31% of the poor have two or three cars. I don't have two or three cars.
Yeah.
80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. They were always covered. Which also shows the magnanimity of the hearts of the American people concerning the poor. Good for you. And I'm talking about the children here. 80% of the poor adults and 96% of the poor children in America were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford it. Because, America, you are watching out for them. Amen. do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Nearly two-thirds of the poor in America, that's 63.7%, have cable or satellite television. Nearly two-thirds of the poor in America, 63.7% of the poor, have cable or satellite television. I don't have cable or satellite television.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, I'm working 12 to 14 hours a day because I love to work. Half of the poor in America have a personal computer. And folks, computers aren't cheap. I'll say that again. Half of the poor in America have personal computers. More than half of the poor families in America with children have a video game system such as Xbox or PlayStation.
So they waste way more of their time.
Entertaining the American
working.
Out of their freedoms.
Yep.
Just under half of all the poor in America have internet access. I'll say that again. Just under half of all the poor in America have internet access. This is how poor we are not, America. One-third of the poor in America have widescreen plasma or LCD TVs. I don't have a plasma television.
Wow.
It's not funny.
Oh.
It's sick. Right? And finally, the average poor person in America has more living space than the average non-poor person in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
The average poor person in America has more living space than the average non-poor person in Europe. So, friends, how poor is America? Again, this is coming from a committed Marxist who was raised up in Puerto Rico, who came to help destroy America within. But when he came to America and he understood what was going on, he converted to America's ideals and began to expose the enemy within. And what he noticed was the victim entitlement mentality of the poor. He found out that that's the very individuals that they were using to destroy the country. America, let me say it this way. You're not poor. Oh, you're definitely destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. But the fact of the matter is if you think this is a poor society, you got another thing coming. But you also need to understand this one thing. The poor in America are used by this government. These are the entitlement mentality. Well, this is the entitlement programs that are given to these people to remain idle and do nothing. That's what's destroying your country. And friends, it's on your dime. Okay? Just so you know. Get Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-233-0747. Again, friends, blessed American poverty. Give me more. Check it out. Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back after this break.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back, Sons of Liberty. Final half hour, 1-866-233-0747. You got any thoughts on that, friends? Just curious. Because a lot of people probably think, you know, when they hear all these poor persons campaigns going on in this country, man, we gotta be Poe. Man, we's really Poe. But wait a second, this is coming from a foreigner coming to an America. Exposing the lie for what it is. It's also interesting to know how many politicians are out there attempting to convince the American people that they really care about the poor. You need to understand, friends, they are preying on the poor. You need to understand that. And I just showed you the fruit off that tree.
You know, I think it's interesting, too, because, like you said, you have to use discernment because there are times when you see people, like you said, and they have, you know, new jackets on, they have new shoes on, they don't look anything like they're homeless, anything like that. And then you have a time where I remember once you were out in a Washington, D.C. area, and you had eaten dinner and you had some leftovers and you were walking back to the hotel. And there was a man who was sincerely homeless under a bridge, and you asked him if he was hungry, and he nodded his head yes, and you were able to give him those leftovers, and that was a blessing to him. But he was sincerely homeless. Now, for example, if you give people money, what are they going to do with that money? A lot of times if you ask them, are you hungry? Let's go get some food, see what their reaction is. Is do they want to eat, or do they want to just have your money so they can purchase other things, such as maybe, you know, beer or cigarettes or whatever? So you have to keep that in mind and use discernment. Or say, what would you do? What do you think one of these people would do if you walked up to him and said, hey, I own a business, we're now hiring, I'd love to have you come in for, you know, an interview, and see what their reaction would be? You have to use discernment to know, listen, is this guy sincerely poor and he's hungry, where you get him some food? Or, and this is the church's job, mind you, by the
way. Every time we go into Minneapolis, that's true. Every time we go into Minneapolis, look what we see.
Yeah, you see those people on the corner, and they're
brand new clothes. clothes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what I was just saying.
Trying
they had
to scam
their,
some idiots.
Their nice shoes and their you know, jackets on, their nice jackets and so on. You need to understand it. See how desperate they really are if you give them some food or say, hey, why don't you apply? You saw they're hiring down at the McDonald's down at the street or wherever and say, hey, why don't you go in for an interview? I'm sure you'd be able to get a job and see what kind of reaction you get. That way I think it'll help you know whether or not they're really deserving of your help or if they just want a free handout.
Right. Test them. Exactly. You know, one of the things that we've been doing, I just want to kind of like correlate this along with what's been going on in Minneapolis area here lately. We go grocery shopping at this particular grocery store, and I don't like it. It's below the belt. Don't like the place. Don't like the vibe. It's just how I feel about this particular grocery store. Well, it's gotten to the point now over the last month, they're actually asking you for your receipts after you walk out from the cash register.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothers me. And how many times have we just walked by these people? Hey, where's your receipt? No. What is everybody now a thief?
Right.
What, do you work for the TSA or are you part of the DHS now? Or, well, okay, hey, I'm a foreigner. I came over illegally. Oh, okay, well, we can leave you alone.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, baloney. But the bottom line is, you know, we'll say to them, why are you asking for receipts? Well, yesterday we walked into this grocery store that I don't like going to. Stephanie likes going there. My kids don't like going there. Stephanie likes going there.
Oh, this is all my fault.
It is your fault.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So in saying that, we go into this place, and I notice as we're walking in, people are walking out.
Yep.
Did you look at the faces of these people that were walking out, looking at them like, what are you asking us for our receipt for?
Right.
We just went through the cash register.
Right.
Why are they preying on the poor like that? Why are they dumbifying and why are they stupefying the poor people? Because these are poor areas. If you really think about that particular grocery store, it's a cheap place to get groceries. So guess what it's going to allure? Welfare people.
Right. But you have to understand this. People think that, you know, this is commonplace. Like, you know, you go through the TSA or you go through whatever and they're checking you for this or checking you for that. And people think, well, I like that kind of thing when it goes on. Well, no, that's not good because basically you're saying everyone is a criminal. Let's check it. Rather than, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty, you look at everyone as if they are criminal and then you get, you know, conditioned to that mentality and it's not a good place to be where you're.
Well, it shows you the government's not doing their job neither, right. Because if the judges were enforcing the laws against criminals rather than slapping their hands, they'd be afraid to commit the crime.
Right.
Okay. But going back to the point, now, politicians, there's bureaucrats, and especially, well, soft judges who produce hardened criminals, would have you believe that too much freedom will result in chaos. Therefore, we should gladly give up some of our rights for the good of the community. In other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws, even if we have to give up some rights in the process. They believe that the more laws we have, the more control, thus a better society. Now, going back to this grocery store, for the life of me, and I'm going to take it here next time. And folks, even when I'm out and about doing my thing, I'm pretty black and white about the way I deal with people. I'm going to ask one of the managers to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's a criminal or a crook. And if you do it again, we're not coming here anymore. Now, friends, how many grocery stores have you been to where they ask you for the receipt through either exit door concerning that grocery store? A pretty bizarre, pretty weird. Why would they do that? Why would they accuse their customers of being crooks? Well, we were told that in this particular situation, you know, we just want to make sure that you didn't have anything in your cart that you didn't see. Is that right?
Yeah, like, you know, like if they overlook something at the cash register or something and blah, blah, blah. It was something along those lines.
So what happens when you have a bag in your hand? Are they asking for the receipt? They are.
Right.
Well, wait a second. I thought that was your excuse. What is this about? This is about conditioning people to give up their rights incrementally. This is about conditioning the people to a police state at every turn. Every phone call you make, we're monitoring this phone call for your security purposes.
Your call may be recorded for
quality
purposes.
I am so tired. You ain't. It's none of that, friends. It's not about our security. As a matter of fact, going over to the TSA, have they busted any terrorists since they've been implemented?
Yep.
Nope. Not one.
And like you're talking, when you go to people on the phone and say, yeah, can I get this? What's this? What's your social security number? What's what's your address, what's your phone number, what's your first name, what's your last name, what's your mother's name, where were you born? I heard you say one time, oh, do you want my blood type too? I mean,
yeah, seriously.
Oh, sir, this is just for your security. It's like, yes, we've heard that so many times that everything's for our security, so you need to know everything about us and strip away more of our rights just so we can be a little secure.
Okay, now going back to the TSA, isn't it interesting that these are the people that are frisking you? These are the people that are asking you for every form of ID under the sun. And when we pull the curtain back on the TSA, we found out that many of them are criminal pedophiles.
Right. It's sick.
So this is who you are giving your rights up to. Remember when Germany actually implemented, they had something, they had a police state. They had something called Fatherland Security. Well, they were doing the same thing. Walking up and down the streets asking for people's papers. Was that a lawful, God-fearing government? Or was that a tyrannical government? Folks, just wake up and open your eyes to what's going on here. Now, let me go on here. The theory may sound good, give up some of the rights in the process for the good of the people, which, by the way, is communism. But the theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our representatives think this way, as evidenced by the thousands of new policies, not laws, that are added to the books each year in this country. Case in point. John Glenn, the man that said he went to the moon. If he would have been there, I wish he would have stayed there. He's the guy that said if we have to actually follow the rule of our Constitution, we couldn't enact most of the bills that we pass around here. In other words, he just got done telling the American people, if you knew what those documentations and those enumerated laws really said, we couldn't do what we get away with here. Right? See, and these are the people that are pushing these new policies down your throat, and then they have the, you know, the impression that they're law when in fact they're not laws. Folks, no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact that is whenever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. When I walk out a grocery store and they're asking me for my receipt, I mean, to the point where we're walking past and just ignoring what they're saying, I'm waiting for them at one point to say, sir, sir, sir. Actually, we did have one lady do that once. I'm waiting for them to call the cops on me because it's almost to the point of harassment. But it's that low, friends. But again, it's a good thing, you know, when I go to other grocery stores, I don't have those problems. And what's also interesting about those other grocery stores, they're not in the lower class part of town that are doing that. Because they know that the upper middle class wouldn't put up with it for the most part.
It reminds me of billboards and things, too, that you see in lower income neighborhoods.
They're preying on the poor.
Right, exactly. And you say, wow, they wouldn't put that, you know, that billboard in a particular, for example, Minnesota, in Wayzata or Edina or one of the, you know, upper echelon places to live. It is an interesting point.
When you give up a right, friends, you lose a free choice. So this just adds to control. And control's real name is bondage. And the logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. That's what they want you to believe. We could chain everybody to a tree for lack of trust. That's the right way to do it. Now, friends, this may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy, which is the heartbeat of freedom. Matter of fact, it wasn't too long ago where I seen in a particular film where the guy said, yeah, hold a gun to everybody's head before they commit the crime.
Right. That's not freedom. That's
no.
Fear, yeah.
That's exactly what they're attempting to do today. So if we chained everybody to a tree for a lack of trust is what they want us to do. Well, it may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy, which is the heartbeat of freedom. It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of dignity. It's interesting that when you go out to smaller towns, they have these fruit little fruit booths where you can buy fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, because they give the people the benefit of the doubt, they leave all of their fruit out on the stands because they trust society will look out for one another and therefore ensure nobody would steal any of their goods. And guess what? That works. So when you actually trust somebody to watch their back, in many cases, friends, guess what they do? They watch out for you. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Well, they've learned that rule. Folks, we'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott of the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policies through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back. Final segment, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, we had 36,000 visits to our website yesterday. Again, we wanted to tell you that we appreciate your response. That is great. And we've been growing. Chase, how are we doing worldwide? You want to jump on in, kind of tell the people and share with them a little information about how that works?
Yeah, it's been consistently going the right direction, which has been great. There's been a couple articles coming out over the last few weeks talking about how different web ranking systems have been slowly
manipulating.
Manipulating the numbers, exactly. And that not only impacts how it looks, but also the business aspect of the way that these websites run. So that's a pretty big deal. But regardless of all that, we've been growing past that. In our world ranking, we're well under in the top 100,000 websites in the world, which is pretty incredible. I mean, we're talking two months and 2 weeks, I think.
And what was our ranking as far as Alexa goes in the United States? Was it 13,335?
Yeah. Yep, up there. We've been fluctuating up at the top there. So moving in the right direction.
Well, they say once you get into the 20,000 range, it goes. It's a warfare from that point on because it's really hard to get to the top.
Yeah, but this has been our best week so far, and we're going to keep on moving that direction.
Amen.
And the website is so cool and so fun to go to, if I might add. When you look at it, you know, some websites, it's like, boring. You know, it's all white.
Well, this one's not boring, and I want to tell you why it's not boring, because I'm looking at it right now, and we actually have live stream on there on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you have this real disgruntled look on your face, and as I'm looking at it, it kind of humors me. So if everybody wants to see that, Sons of Liberty Media is right on the right side there. And it shows you what's going on in the studios. And so anyways, you can see the little antics that take place here. But
right. But not needless to say, is the website is very fun. It's original. It's, it has its own signature, because obviously the Sons of Liberty, kind of, we kind of have
our own
signature.
Own flavor.
It does. And it's not like your typical boring. If you're thinking, if you're a young person listening and you're saying, I don't know, you know, news website, check it out. There's pictures. It's colorful. It's great. It's honoring to our veterans and our forefathers, and namely Christ himself above all. And so it's great. And like I said last week, it just seemed like just home run after home run after home run. These articles like, oh, so-and-so wrote a great article. And then, oh, that is an awesome article.
I think they complement each other so well.
Yeah, they really,
really do.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not, again, friends, just a bunch of paper tigers just writing about how big and bad they are. No, they're actually a part of the culture war, bringing forth the resolve that America needs so badly.
And, you know, I want to just highlight this, too. For those of you who are just kind of listeners on Saturday, and maybe you do work during the week, you got to get our podcast, we also want to highlight that continuously going forward is our My War documentary airing on Dove TV. So that's every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m., I believe, Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clock. That's on Dove Television. It's our My War documentary series. The My War documentary series takes you into the 350 public high schools and, oh my goodness, across this nation, and exposes firsthand what's going on. But it's not just the public school system. It's also, you know, we deal with law and judgment and mercy and faith and the gospel, and there's music videos, and there's fun analogies, and there's gold nuggets of truth. It's like a plethora. It's like a smorgasbord we were talking about earlier. But I used to, and I still do, always tell people when we do events, every household in America should have, you know, this My War documentary set. And now it's being played to every household in America. So if you have Dove Television, please check it out every Tuesday. It's airing for probably another, what would we say, three, five, 6 weeks yet?
No, more than that.
More than
12 to 14?
12 to 14? Okay, weeks, so 12 to 14 more weeks on top of what it's been doing so far. And they also have repeats during the week. So please check it out. Tuesday evening, Dove Television, 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So let's go back to this point about me, well, being disgruntled, going to this grocery store in a lower part of one of these little towns in Minnesota, and they're actually asking for receipts on the way out, treating everybody as criminals. Here's my answer to my disgruntledisms. Did you like that? Disgruntledisms. Rather than giving up rights, what America should do is give up the wrongs. That means you'd have to vet the government, okay, through and through. So instead of giving up rights, friends, let's give up the wrongs, okay? Those that are actually trying to violate your rights, instead of ensuring our rights, they're trying to violate our rights. So let's give up our wrongs and, well, ensure our rights. The opposite of control is chaos. More laws do not make fewer criminals. We must give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society. Amen. I'm going to talk to the manager, and I'm going to bring the report back to the listeners.
All right, that sounds like a plan.
It's important. William Pitt of the British House of Commons once proclaimed, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." Just think, friends, instead of the government doing their job, what they're doing is they're complaining about the criminals, asking you to relinquish your rights. That means, friends, they are not doing their job. Therefore, we need to right the wrongs by giving up our wrongs.
That's right. And those who can give up a little bit of their security and a little bit of their freedoms for a little temporary security, rather, they deserve neither liberty nor freedom or security. So we need to understand that if everyone would simply do something about what they complain about, rather than just talking about the problems and actually doing something about the problems, we would have a different America. We need to understand that. And the Sons of Liberty is turning talk radio into do radio. As I mentioned, first segment, we're going to be out and about. We're going to be going to Arizona. We're going to be Virginia, South Carolina, Wisconsin, Minnesota. We've got all these things in the works and all these things moving forward, but we cannot do this without your support. We've been having people go online and getting the documentary series, which is nice, and getting products, and we've got books on abortion, and we've got all these different things available to you. For those of you that say, what can I do? I'm just a homeschool mom. I just stay. Listen, share the articles on Sons of Liberty Media. Get Bradley's booklets for Halloween to pass out to all the kids in your neighborhood. Make them available for people. Get gospel tracts. Hand them out. Read the articles. Share the articles. And there's so much you can do. And also, if you'd like to support what we're doing financially, we cannot do this without you. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation and become a son or daughter of liberty. Actually, when you become a son or daughter of liberty, you get a beautiful certificate. I mean, it really is kind of, I don't know how to describe
it. It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's a great certificate.
Impeccable.
In fact, you were just in a home recently.
It's perfect.
You were in a home recently where this...
Very attractive.
Very attractive, yes. So we were in this home, well, you were in this home recently where you saw that one of the man who was there was, you know, obviously owned the house, had a framed Son of Liberty.
We walked into his house and he actually had it right up where he had all of his awards. And I thought that was very cool.
That was very cool. And it
classy
just shows
guy.
You that, listen, I can feel good about what I'm supporting. I know these guys are in there doing what needs to be done, not just talking about it, not just giving me this political, let's find the left version of the truth and the right version of the truth. No, we're Christ to Christ. We go straight down the center. We point our finger at the Word of God, and we're doing the job that the church needs to be doing. And if you want to support that and say, hey, I high-five you guys, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and support, and sonsoflibertymedia.com to get your news and information. If you want a good dose of hope and a good dose of truth, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well.
Really quick, we have a brand new article on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. We've actually had three over the last hour here. But I want to get Sam up real quick live on the sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Sammy.
Sam, you got a new article. What's this about?
Well, it's an article about Richard Wurmbrand, and it basically says how communism came into his country of Romania, and he had a wife and kid, and he fought communists, and the result was he was in jail for 13 years, but then God helped him through jail. But it's basically how he fought communists and how he stood up for his faith.
Now, can you just tell us a little as to how this transpired? How did Richard actually stand up? Remember where the church was basically allowing the government to come in and trample everything that they were? Remember Richard stood up? What did he do?
Yeah, so he came to this church, and communists were basically saying that they denied the existence of God. And he asked one of his friends that were there, he said, so what did you do? And then he said, I have a family to think about. Like, I didn't say anything. So he walked up to the pulpit, and he said the problems that were happening. He said, we as ministers are being asked to work with our new government and for the good of our country. And then he said, how can we respect a government that denies the existence of God, denies us the reading of the Bible, and shuts down the places in which we meet to worship? Such a government deserves not our support.
And exactly right. What's
Amen.
Happening in
yep.
America. Thank you. Folks, if you'd like to check that out, little Sammy's got that. Now, what's interesting, Sam, you did one article, and your response was, how many shares did you get? It was pretty impressive.
Well, I think it was about 1933 is the highest.
19,000?
No, 1,900. 1,930.
Okay, so they say 10 per 100, you'll get a like.
Yep.
Right? Or is it 1
no,
per 100?
No, it's 1 per 100.
1 per 100.
Yes, that's
okay, so
true.
Just do the math. That's how many readers he had.
Yep.
But it's interesting, and I believe people will go over to his articles because it's really simple to understand.
Yeah.
It's not complicated. It's not political.
And it's a kid's perspective, which is so awesome.
And, well, what did Jesus say the model of heaven was?
Yeah, he was a child.
Amen. And that's exactly why we're having these articles out there, because it's not just for kids anymore, friends. It's actually called Kids Corner. But to say that Richard Wurmbrand would not stay silent for his faith in Jesus Christ by none other than Buggy, Samuel Judah, the producer for Sons of Liberty Radio. Check it out online.
And it's got his little picture on there, too. So if you ever wonder, who is the 10-year-old that helps produce the Sons of Liberty Radio? What in the world does that kid look like? There's a picture right there. And let me tell you, that took some doing to get the perfect picture.
Oh, it did. I remember you guys got mad at each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Mom, I
Sam,
don't want to smile.
Can you tell the story really quick as to how we got that picture? Oh, you know what?
Yeah, well, I went up there and she kept saying, smile. And I'm like, I got to cover up my bucky teeth. And it kind of got.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Chase and Sam. Welcome to Sons of Liberty. We appreciate you taking time. We will talk to you in just a couple days here. Love you by what we do. First down 318. See ya.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.